News. I'm John Scott. U.S. producer prices rose in March. From a year earlier, it was the fastest pace in nearly a year, offering more evidence that progress against inflation may have stalled this year and raising doubts about whether and when the Federal Reserve will start cutting interest rates. The Labor Department reports its producer price index, which measures inflationary pressure before it reaches consumers, rose 2.1% last month from March 2023, the biggest year-over-year jump since April 2023. O.J. Simpson, the decorated football star who was acquitted of charges he killed his former wife and her friend, but wound up in prison years later on an unrelated case, has died in Las Vegas. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 24 points, the NASDAQ up 204. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some brighter days ahead, a great weekend forecast. Today, a transitional day, windy at times, cooler while the high near 70. Clouds will dominate most of the time through tonight. Low tonight down to about 50. Tomorrow, Friday, nice start to a great weekend. Lots of sunshine, high 71. We'll be teasing 80 degrees Saturday, near 83 Sunday with more sunshine. Beautiful weekend. Mid-80s are back on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed, too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. An Irondale man is facing federal charges that he detonated an explosive device outside the office of the Alabama Attorney General. 26-year-old Kyle Douglas Calvert was arrested Wednesday on charges of malicious use of an explosive. The device was detonated on February 24th at 3:42 a.m. in downtown Montgomery. Montgomery Public Schools announced Wednesday they have named Dr. Gregory King as their new chief academic officer. Dr. King comes to MPS from the University of Washington in Seattle. Dr. King will begin his new role in Montgomery on June 1st. Alabama's public records law could see some enhancements soon. SB 270, proposed by Senator Arthur Orr, would introduce timelines for government agencies to respond to public records requests. The bill is supported by the Alabama Press Association and seeks to make the public records law more effective. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Hey there, folks. I'm Hannah Grantham.
And I'm Eddie Bader. Exciting news. We've joined Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
That's right. And with over 16 years of combined experience from Eddie and I,
you're guaranteed to receive some of the finest real estate knowledge in the Tri-County area.
So why wait? Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or reach out to me, Eddie, at 334-322-0662. Let's get you moving.
deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $37,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 months. Lease with $36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and $9.95. Expires 4/30/24.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
After damning politicians uphill and down dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
How you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm Joey. He's Eddie.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, Eddie?
All right.
Well, good to have you back today. I missed you some yesterday.
Yeah, my arm was in a cast. No, I'm just kidding. I was working
just today. Real estate stuff?
Real estate, Airbnb, life.
I'm going to start grabbing that clip from Glenn Ross. Where it's like, here's your leads.
Somebody's got to follow up on the leads, Joey. Then there's negotiations and there's home inspection. There's home inspectors that don't
really
show up.
Is. Like, the acting in that movie's great, but the tour de force of writing by David Mamet, that just.
Oh,
even with all the cursing, all that stuff, freaking amazing.
Really, yeah. Brilliant. Really, really good.
Brilliant playwright.
Well, it cuts to it, man.
Yeah.
Like, it really does.
It's just genius writing. And I love that that guy is a very conservative fella. I do love these guys who are like so talented, they break through in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then Hollywood finds out, oh, wait, crap, you're just like John Voight.
Speaking of that.
Hey, Lieutenant Dan, you watch it, Gary Sinise.
The other night, I know you watched The Kill Tony.
With Tucker. Yeah.
Okay. So Winona was there.
I saw that. She did not look great.
Wasted.
Yeah.
I mean, just, I can't imagine she remembers being there.
Right.
And then she tried to get Tucker to drink.
And Tucker wasn't drinking.
But did you see he wasn't?
Nor was William Montgomery. Seriously, seeing Tucker Carlson in the mix with those comedians from Austin was amazing.
Watching his face as these people, you know, poured out their soul, essentially. He was just like, I can't believe she's saying this, or he's saying this, or that is saying
this. And Tucker had some good lines.
Like, yeah, he did.
He could hang.
But now, how do you think the conversation went when he got back to the hoity-toity world? When he said, man, the things I just saw.
See, actually, he probably loved it.
I know he loved it. There's
I
no...
tend to believe Tucker Carlson that he's not part of the hoity-toity world other than his family. Like, he pretty much is a homebody.
Yeah, but this, way out of his element.
Sure. And Rogan apparently surprised him. He had no clue he was coming out to sit on stage and be a guest panelist.
It was hysterical. But watching Tucker's face as these people did comedy, some of it was really dark, too.
Yeah, some of it was bad.
And he was just like,
What's the whole point of Kill Tony? Yeah. Like, most of them are really bad and troubled people, souls.
But I thoroughly enjoyed that, man.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to watch. A lot of fun to watch. Now, do you remember a fella by the name of Avenatti?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Michael Avenatti.
Yeah, he's a loser lawyer.
He embezzled millions of dollars, I think, in one deal. So he is still in prison.
Yeah.
Right. So you remember that guy. He represented Horseface Stormy Daniels.
Let me guess, Joey. He's turning state to evidence.
No, actually.
What?
He called in to MSNBC.
Because jail? His
Stormy Daniels case is about to start.
From jail. They took a collect call?
They took a call from prison. Yes. They took a call from prison. And I can't remember who's the guy. I don't know all the people in cable news hardly anymore, except for the hot women, because I'm that much of a pig.
Mm-hmm.
Some Ari show. Anyway, this is Michael Avenatti. He called in to MSNBC, and they're like, let's get his take on this Stormy Daniels, like, hush money case.
That's so desperate, man. Desperate for a guest.
Let's listen into him.
And you join us at a very newsworthy time. Some of your lawyering led to the exposure of the evidence in this case. The New York trial now will be Donald Trump's first and possibly only trial this year. How do you assess the strength of the prosecution's case?
Well, I think what I'm about to say is going to surprise a lot of people, and that is that, you know, I think this is the wrong case at the wrong time, Ari. I think that the case is in many ways stale at this juncture. You're talking about conduct that occurred some 8 years ago. I think the fact that it's occurring in state court in New York is a mistake. And I think that when you are going to potentially deprive tens of millions of Americans of their choice for the presidency of the United States, whether we agree with those folks or not, or regardless of what we may think of Donald Trump, I think it's a mistake to do it based on a case of this nature. I was hoping, frankly, that there would have been less hand-wringing, less bedwetting, and that the January 6th case would have been filed in a more timely manner. There's no excuse or reason as to why that case could not have been brought in 2021.
Right.
And it should have been brought in 2021. Yep. And had it been brought in 2021, we would not find ourselves in the situation that we're in right now. Now, I know a lot of people have been critical of the United States Supreme Court and as well as the second, not the second, but the D.C. Circuit.
Yep.
You know, I think those complaints are frankly misplaced.
Wow. I got a hot take on a lawyer that's in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You are a failure. If you're a lawyer and your whole job in life is to keep folks out of jail, but you can't keep your own butt out of jail, you're a bit of a failure.
Yeah, but what he's saying there is blowing up a lot of the stupid partisan talking points.
Kind of reminds me of Fetterman.
No, seriously, if you really wanted to go after Trump and thought you could throw him in jail, in prison, mm-hmm. for, in particular, January 6th, because it was an insurrection. Is this seditionist or Cheeto Mussolini? Mama?
So they said.
Why didn't you bring... See, and they're not even getting them on...
Because it was 2 weeks in.
On sedition.
It's 2 weeks now.
Well, no, but so what they had to do was conspiracy to commit this sort of thing. Which, talking to Judge Knapp, he thinks those laws should just be considered unconstitutional. Conspiracy to do what? Wait, so if you and I planned
right,
to, like...
plan to do something. Didn't
right,
do it, but
don't
we just
do
planned
anything,
on it.
Right. It's like, you know, kittens are going to upset the Matterhorn.
I can already think of several things we'd go to jail for right now.
Oh, the things we've talked about?
Things we've talked about,
that's
yes.
True. That's true. Yeah, but I'm sure any reasonable prosecutor, to quote James Comey, would listen and go, these goofball idiots.
Right. Imagine, yeah.
Especially that whole phase you went through, there will be blood, Joey. I'm like, whoa, man.
Oh, wait, am I over that phase already?
You've gotten out of it a little bit, and I've gotten out of the phase of threatening to smack you in the face every day. That might come back as we get closer to election
days,
day.
Though,
yeah,
it might
come back. But the guy's take, it's Avenatti. Well, let's have Ramaswamy respond to Avenatti.
The show would be on MSNBC. It would actually more than triple their viewership. I'll tell you this, if you're MSNBC, I just want to pick up on Tyrus's point. Think about it. The best legal analyst you can get
right.
is a lawyer who ended up behind bars.
That's right the now. Point. There it is.
There you go,
if you think about this, that's a pretty big slap in the face to Ronna McDaniel.
Okay. Yeah.
Ron and I have had our differences, but at least she's not making calls from the prison payphone.
That is true.
And I do think that this guy has been exploited, but at the same time, irrespective of this man, He makes an obvious point in this country. It's amazing how your view of fair trial changes when you're on the other side of some prison bars. But the reality is, the whole point of Donald Trump's trials is not that they were supposed to be fair. They were designed to be unfair from the get-go. So if you view this as some kind of technical failure, you wonder what's going on. If you realize this was the point, this is exactly the system working as it should. It has an immune system to one man trying to do everything in their power to keep him out of the White House. And the more they do it, the more people in this country say hell no to that type of lawfare, and that we the people get to decide who runs the country.
Vivek Ramaswamy. There's a reason I voted for that guy.
I got the T-shirt.
Well, he can act when he wants to.
Shut up, Jesse Waters.
You're not a fan of the Waters, are you?
No, he's all right.
A little too polished for me.
He's just okay. He's not my favorite. Yeah. But I don't hate him like I do Kilmeade. Something about Brian Kilmeade just drives me nuts. Seriously. And then Hannity's just more like, I can respect Sean, like what he's accomplished, where he came from, how he's climbed the ladder.
Yeah, but he ain't breaking no new
but
ground,
man. It's just, it's not,
I get
it's worn thin.
Legacy.
For me. Definitely worn thin. Like, seriously, the only cable news I see, folks, are these clips we play.
What about Newsmax?
Don't watch Newsmax either.
What?
Well, I just get their guest on this show.
That's where I thought you were getting them from.
Yeah. No, I actually know Judge Napolitano.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think you do. I see him once a week hanging out with you.
Yeah, yeah. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. Hey, this part of the program?
Yeah.
You know who's also a good guy?
Who that?
James Cole.
Dude,
with Cole Plumbing.
One of the best.
Really fantastic person. And well, they're at Cole Plumbing, that family-owned business. They're ready to help you out with any of your plumbing needs. It could be, you know, you say you have a leak and you're noticing it, like the ceiling sagging.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're getting a streak down the wall. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, here's the beautiful news with Cole Plumbing. They don't have to tear out a bunch of drywall to solve a problem like that.
That's right.
With precision and expertise, they can get in there with minimal discomfort to you and your home and solve the issue, including also if you got a leak outside. They're not going to have to dig up a huge trench or hole in the yard. They can pinpoint it and figure it out for you with this great technology they have. It's pretty ingenious stuff. And, of course, they can help you with everyday plumbing problems like a clogged drain, low water pressure, tree root invasion, just to name a few. Even things like gas line leaks.
Yes.
They can help you there at Cole Plumbing. Man. Or maybe you don't really have like a problem per se, but your problem is you want to upgrade. You want a nicer thing. So maybe you want a tankless water heater system. You're tired of having the big tank.
That's a good idea.
Maybe you want a taller toilet. Some folks, you know, they get up there in age, knees, hips stop working.
A taller toilet's a lot more comfortable, a lot more
get
easy
up
to access.
And get down on. Exactly right. Or maybe you want to get real fancy. You go with a bidet or even like a Japanese toilet or something.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
It's so, it sounds glorious.
Yes.
Cole Plumbing can help you with all that, folks. So check them out today. Give them a call at 279-8919. That's 279-8919. And just remember, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole, Joey.
That's right, Eddie. Again, 272-9228. If you want to hop in on the program, that's 334-272-9228. Let's go to the comments, shall we?
Oh, joy.
Dumbtown John says, remember when the Democrats were calling for Avenatti to run for president because of this?
Dude, I do remember that.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
I do remember that.
Yeah. Good pull, Gumtown John.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He goes on to say, Jesse Waters has a punchable face. Well, so do I, so I can't really criticize him for that. Hannity, a.k.a. the Slumlord, is a whiner, says Sizzling Spam. Or Sam.
Why is he a slumlord?
Well, Gumtown John falls up and says, I find Hannity to be too much of an unprincipled shill.
Wow.
Well, maybe you just aren't identifying his real principles yet, Gumtown John.
Okay.
He likes them, the GOP to do whatever the GOP needs to do. Hmm. Romex Angler says, Waters is too big of an ass for me to watch. He will bring on guests just to make fun of them.
Yeah. There are several of them out there that do that.
Yeah, there are a few like that.
Yeah. I'm surprised people hadn't caught on to it yet, though. But I guess if you're trying to get, you know, your name out there, you got to eat one of them sandwiches every once in a while.
Every once in a while, you are correct about that, Eddie. Now, do you remember who David Hogg is?
Man, that name sounds familiar. I'm going to say
it's after the shooting, he was the shooting in Florida.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, and he somehow wasn't there right when the shooter showed up. A lot of his classmates died. And he's gone on to be a gun control advocate.
Yep.
Pretty vocal one.
Sure. Pays well.
Like, have we really gone to, like, young kids like Greta Thunberg and David Hogg?
Pays well.
Right.
How dare you?
They're not mercenary. How dare you, Eddie? But David Hogg was apparently in the live free or die state. Isn't that New Hampshire?
New Hampshire.
Well, Pepperidge Farm remembers.
They do remember.
Well, there is a particular Chinese immigrant that stands up and asks David Hogg a question.
Oh.
Yeah. So I want to share this now with everybody out there in Radio Land and on the live stream. Again, folks, that's Joey Clark live on YouTube. Like, subscribe, share it with your friends, or you can watch on the Twitter X at the Joey Clark. Let's listen in to this question from a Chinese immigrant to David Hogg.
Hi, my name is Lily Tang Williams. Welcome to my live free or die state. Actually, I am a Chinese immigrant who survived communism. And under Mao, you know, 40 million people were starving to death after he sold communism to them. And 20 million people died, murdered during his Cultural Revolution. So my question to you, David, is that can you guarantee me, a gun owner tonight, our government in the U.S., in D.C., will never, never become a tyrannical government? Can you guarantee that to me?
There's no way I can ever guarantee that any government will not be tyrannical.
Well, then the debate on gun control is over because ooh. I will never give up my guns. Never, never. And you should go to China to see how gun control works for dictatorship of CCP.
Woo! Yeah, sometimes it's the legal immigrants, folks, who seem to be the most forceful defenders of freedom. It really is something to behold. Yeah, she just started saying, well, okay, yeah. Then you need to shut up. The debate on gun control is over.
My first thought, then you need to shut the hell up. If you can't guarantee what you're selling, go on then.
272-9228. Let's go to James. Hey, James.
Hey. I was wondering if y'all have heard of something called Binford's Law.
Called what?
Binford's Law.
Binford's Law? Or Bedford's Law?
It's a mathematical law.
Okay.
If you took all the addresses in the city of Montgomery,
mm-hmm.
the proportionate number would come out at like 33% one. The first, the addresses begin with the number, whatever your address is.
Right.
If the number would decrease to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 to a lower number.
Mm-hmm.
Like 9 would be 4. Four, it would begin, that's how many people, like 400,000 would be 9, but it would be like, a million, it began with one. But if you took the, if you look at the election of 2020 and you take the votes, they don't come out.
Hmm.
They don't add up. The graph is way off skew.
Yeah, and I pulled up on
You can Google it.
I pulled up on the stream for folks a chart of Binford's Law.
Yeah.
That essentially, yeah, the first digit will tend towards one, and it becomes more unlikely the higher up you go in a base 10 set. So that and so you're saying the election in 2020 pretty much defied this mathematical rule.
Yeah.
Wow.
You should look it up. Google it. And it will blow your mind because they take, like Alabama came out right. If you go to Atlanta or Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, they're all off skew. The ones that stopped counting votes in the middle of the night.
Yep.
You just look at it as amazing. It's amazing.
Well, I'll continue to look into it. I appreciate the recommendation.
All right.
Thank you, James.
Good talking to you, Joey.
Thank you, sir. 272-9228. Hey, fellas, this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And there at Montgomery Men's Health, you know, two things can happen to us men, Eddie, as we get older. One that's a little more like embarrassing,
mm-hmm.
but you shouldn't be ashamed of it, is erectile dysfunction.
Okay.
And, you know, there could be a lot of underlying causes to that erectile dysfunction, including something like low testosterone.
Could be. That's right.
But these are not things to deny, put off, or again, don't be embarrassed, don't be ashamed about it, and don't wait to get it fixed.
No, there are no reason to wait.
Medical professionals, doctors ready to help you when it comes to those issues. And I know guys hate going to the doctor. I'm that way. But Montgomery Men's Health was created for fellas just like us. In fact, I was there yesterday to get some blood work done.
Yeah.
And it took me 10 minutes. It was that quick.
In and out.
Yeah. And it didn't even hurt. Are you one to, we'll continue with that in a second, excuse me. Are you one to watch when they draw blood?
Yeah,
me too. I like to see when they're sticking.
Me too. And a funny thing enough, I usually ask the vampires when they're doing that, how many people pass out? And they told me more often than not.
That's
and
nuts.
Also, more men than women.
Really? See, I like to
watch. Watch.
I'll put it that way.
You gotta watch. That's where I learned about the whole dehydration rule too, by the way. Mm. If you're good and dehydrated, they have a hard time finding a vein.
And I've been going there for low T issues. But, you know, there are other issues, like I was saying. And the reality is, you know, all those pills people throw out there?
Yeah.
Pills quit working.
They do.
Build up and, tolerance. You know, guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. There are actually studies that show men will be more irritable and argumentative right before, you know, bedtime.
Right.
Just to avoid failing at intimacy.
Interesting.
Just start a fight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, if you're lacking motivation, energy, drive, including a decrease in sex drive, seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, or maybe you just feel like you're walking through your life in a fog, knowing whether or not you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. And the providers there at Montgomery Men's Health can conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And they have low T treatments there at Montgomery Men's Health that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
Better mental clarity. Improved sleep patterns. A faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido. So you can actually book the same day you call, and it's time to hit your goals this year, fellas. Time to feel good again. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com to book your appointment today.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
He's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I like that guy.
You like that look? I've been thinking about getting a tie like that.
No, you keep your hair.
No, I'm not going bald.
Well,
white shirt with the kind of the polka dot on the navy tie.
It becomes uniform after a while.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When did you ever have to wear a suit every day?
Oh, believe it or not, let's see. Worked at a record store for several years.
What? You had to wear a suit at a record store?
We had to wear a tie every freaking day. So I bust out, you know, it was late 80s, early 90s, so I'd bust out the skinny tie. But I hated that. Couple jobs I had to wear, dress up. And then I went to Hyundai, you had to wear a uniform. Well, me being the natural rebel, I'm like, I hate wearing the uniform. And I leave Hyundai, I'm like, man, I miss the simplified days of just wearing the
12 years of Catholic school.
Yeah.
And from kindergarten through 12th grade, there is always a uniform. And I hated the uniforms.
I was the same way at Hyundai. Hated them.
Right.
And then we had really
you
double.
Tuck your shirt in? Not and it's right. Like, oh, my God. It's like, sorry, I was sitting down at the desk, and I didn't know it was untucked, Teach. Do you want me to go to the board or not? These are things I wanted to say, but I was a good boy back then.
Yeah.
But now that I'm older and have to dress myself,
yeah,
I kind of have a uniform, you know what I mean?
I'm telling you.
You have your main go-tos. It's easy. You don't want to put, unless you're like a fashionista or...
Well, the thing is, I used to not care until now we do this show and we're on TV. So I had to, I wore that shirt a couple days ago.
Maybe we need to
ago.
Bring back the being suited and booted all the time.
I don't know about all that. I thought we could just bring back somebody that would clothe us. Like, you know, like back in the day it was gaifers. They would put clothing on the people.
Gaifers.
Well, I can't think of a recent one, but that was even older. I was going to say Lamonts, but that's...
Lamonts.
That's even older.
Wow.
Yeah. But, you know...
Dillard's is still around.
Dillard's, there you go. High-class places, they dress their personalities. Mm-hmm. So, because they look at us and go, this is why personalities shouldn't dress themselves.
Right. That's true. I'll admit it. Yeah. It's true. Hey, do you want to check in on one of our senators? We played Tuberville yesterday. You want to... By the way, Napolitano kept playing the same clip. I can bring it up if you haven't heard it, where Tuberville's talking to Lloyd Austin. And... Napolitano, I call him Napolitano, it's Napolitano. Apparently, the first time he said Senator Tuberville.
Mm-hmm.
Then the rest of the time he's introducing this clip, he calls him Tuberville. I'm like, sir,
Tuberville.
You got it right the first time. You Yankees up there calling Coach
Tuberville.
Tuberville.
Give From Hooterville?
Break. Just give me a break. Instead of Coach.
Yeah.
Here is the junior senator, Katie Britt. This is, at a Homeland Security Appropriations Committee hearing. And let's listen in together.
All right.
Once again, this administration has proposed cutting the DHS base budget. Mm-hmm. The FY25 presidential budget request would cut base DHS funding by more than $1.25 billion, a reduction of 2% from the FY24 levels. At a time when our country undoubtedly faces a national security and a humanitarian crisis of historic proportions at our southern border, this is completely nonsensical. Considering that President Biden has proposed increasing the EPA budget by roughly 20%, it clearly shows where this administration's priorities are. It is clear that this administration's budget request in recent years are designed to merely manage the border crisis it created and will not actually solve the problem. Nor will border policy legislation that doesn't take away President Biden's ability to continue to abuse tools and loopholes that fuel and facilitate the entry of inadmissible aliens into the United States, including the unprecedented abuse of the presidential parole authority. The truth is that we have a president who could take executive action, and if he wanted to, he would. If reports that we're seeing today are accurate, the president has finally, after over 1,100 days into his administration, admitted that he does have the authority. Unfortunately, rather than reversing course, this inadequate budget request for the Department of Homeland Security only doubles down on the failed policies of the last 3 years. Across the board, the administration is failing to put its money where it matters.
Well, there you go.
Her hair looked wonderful.
Really, that's your takeaway from that?
Yep.
It's not a comment on the increased budget for the EPA being proposed by the Biden administration. Nah. It's not a comment on, you know, her, Senator Britt, calling out Joe Biden on, you know, how he's not enforcing the border laws and actually abusing loopholes. Right. And now he's claiming, well, I need legislation. That's not your takeaway. Takeaway is her hair is captivating.
It looked really good. I don't know what she's got going on, but she needs to keep that up. That hair looks silky smooth. I like the curls at the bottom. She's looking amazing.
Let's check that out. Let's just look at the hair.
I mean, look at the curls at the bottom. Yeah. That plays.
Yeah. My hair used to be that long.
Yeah, it did, but hers looks amazingly better.
Oh, yeah. Mine was nasty, man.
Yeah, her looks like it's actually combed and brushed and conditioned.
Anyway, let's go to line one. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, how are you and Eddie doing?
Doing all right, David. How you doing,
Dave?
Excellent. You know, I really expect if Biden's numbers keep floundering like they are, I expect him to take some kind of significant action in maybe September, early October, concerning the border, just to try to bolster his numbers in the last few weeks before the election.
You think it'll be I know it's going to be a fake attempt, but you think it'll actually do something, or just kind of go, "Hey, we're taking action now," but nothing really happened.
I think he'll take some action to maybe slow the flow into the country, at least thinking that he can just basically let it go again, open up the faucet if he gets reelected.
Yeah.
Now I think that he will do that.
You think he'll do that by paying the Mexican president that money?
I think he'll probably go ahead and do that. That would not surprise me.
Do you think some of this is Biden in old age projecting, say, some certain ailments that happen at a certain age? Like, I'd imagine in his case, you're always trying to increase flow, where flow is usually stopping.
I thought you meant something like syphilis.
Is that a canker sore?
I have not read his physical report from.
You know, like the song says, Roto Rooter, that's your name. You just flush your troubles down the drain. Yeah.
You know, if I could nerd out for a second, I do appreciate reading. I've tried to read a few times, Thus Spake Zarathustra by Friedrich Nietzsche.
Okay.
And it's very clear, the man's brilliant. He can, in these aphorisms, he can say a hell of a lot. But there are moments where you're like, this guy clearly has syphilis. And he also, apparently, he like had his heart broken by a female dandy named Salome.
Yeah.
And you could tell he hates women in that book. And I'm like, dude, need to get over her.
How do you tell someone clearly had syphilis? I've never had that thought in my life about someone. This person here, no, clearly.
Clearly, syphilis. He was going insane, man. Yeah.
I get that, but how did you determine that must be syphilis?
Just read the book.
I got no time, but okay, I'll take your word for it.
Anyway, take care, guys.
See you, David.
David.
Man, that guy there, he ain't crazy. He's got syphilis.
No, he is crazy because of the syphilis.
All right, I'll work on that.
Do we still have the billboard?
I don't know.
Out there on 85?
I actually got to go to Auburn tomorrow, so I'll check it on the way back.
Welcome to Montgomery. Pay attention to the syphilis, yeah. The silent killer.
And we sponsor that. That's what kills me. We sponsor that.
No, we don't have a good STD rate here in this part of the world.
No, we don't.
Which you would think, you know, with it being so religious, ostensibly now, religious.
It's funny. I asked my buddy in Jamaica about this one time because Jamaicans are very religious.
Sure.
But he told me, he said, on the outside they are.
Oh,
he
really?
Said, but in reality, no. And I think that's the way it is down here in the South.
Well, no, and that's the old joke. What, the preacher, you invite him over for dinner, yeah. You take your fried chicken and your woman.
And your wife, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hide your diamonds, mm-hmm. Hide your fine china, hide yep. Your daughters.
Yeah. Yep. And I don't know if that's because the lack of, we don't talk about it openly, or if you just take it as a given, it's going to happen.
Right. Yeah. Well, so we should just give in to the left and, like, say no, that we're repressed, and, like, so we now need to just celebrate sex.
I think that's what some people's line are, is just give in. Why are you fighting it? Mm. Just give in.
Or you could, you know, live better.
Right. But, man, it sure is easy. Just give in.
Well, and you don't have to take my word for it or Eddie's word for it or any holy roller that's out there like, oh, you're going to burn in the fires of hell. You could just, you know, listen to that thing called your conscience.
Yep.
You got one, right? Well, not some of the political class, psychopathic, mm-hmm. Sociopathic, narcissist.
Not everybody has that internal monologue, though.
Oh, I know. It's kind of creepy, actually.
Is your internal monologue your own voice?
Yes. Well, and also sometimes imagery, sometimes it's music.
A lot of imagery.
Sometimes it really is music. Like, I just can't help myself.
I've heard of people that don't have an internal monologue. I've never met anybody, but that kind of blows me away.
Yeah. It just, it's definitely, to write, I have to, it's yes, me exactly. Kind of having a conversation
you have
with myself.
To, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, it's oftentimes just therapy.
So you're not talking to yourself, you're being creative.
Being creative.
I'm not talking to myself, I'm just being creative.
There's Joey being creative again. Yeah. Hey, this part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And they're at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and the lovely and talented Madeline Cannon. They're both lovely and talented, by the way. They're ready to help you whether you're looking to buy a home, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. Kim and Madeline love walking folks through the process. It all starts with pre-approval. You don't want to skip that step. And you also don't want to just go to any place, any old place, and be like, oh, yeah, you're pre-approved. No, go to the gold standard when it comes to mortgage brokers here in the River Region. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. And even if it's you're not your first time, you want to deal with folks that you can actually sit down with, get to know, they get to know you, your goals in owning a home. Or maybe you're looking to refinance. All the rage these days, with especially where credit card debt is. My goodness. The APR is getting absurd. And, you know, some folks have been stretched thin. So if you've got equity built up in your home, you can unload that credit card debt. Or it could be you have no debt problems. You just want to reinvest in your property, reinvest in your family. It's your money, your equity built up in the home. You can use it how you wish. And, of course, Kim and Madeline there at Alabama Home Mortgage are ready to help you do just that. So give them a call today. That's 567-4223. That's, again, 567-4223. Or visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The Sunken Tractor Cafe on Mahurg Road, Wetumpka has your favorites like garlic butter burgers, gyros, Rubens, and brisket sandwiches. The fryer for french fries, appetizers, and desserts. Plus, beer and wine. Thursday through Saturday from 11 to 7. Sunken Tractor on Facebook for all the happenings.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some brighter days ahead, a great weekend forecast. Today, a transitional day, windy at times, cooler, while the high near 70. Clouds will dominate most of the time through tonight. Low tonight down to about 50. Tomorrow, Friday, nice start to a great weekend. Lots of sunshine, high 71. We'll be teasing 80 degrees Saturday, near 83 Sunday with more sunshine. Beautiful weekend. Mid-80s are back on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Jess, go. Well, call us back, Jess. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
What up, Red Top? Red Top?
Red Top, are you there?
Red Top.
Duke. Hello, Duke.
Red Top didn't show up.
He was there a minute ago.
He was late or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Now, did I hear you right? Now, tell me more about this billboard that got about the Simpsons or something.
I don't know if it's still there, but it was there for years.
Yeah, when you come in on 85, coming into Montgomery.
Like 85 southbound. Mm-hmm.
Be a big sign there. It says, Simpsons.
The silent killer.
And then literally.
It was a whole year. Oh, it was a whole year. I thought they were talking about this brand new stuff they hit a few months ago, you know. When it's now 7.
Well, I don't know. I remember that was like literally 100 feet from the Welcome to Montgomery sign.
Okay.
And I always thought that's not a great way to promote Montgomery.
I know, boy.
Well, and I'm looking at a U.S. News and World Report ranking here, Duke, and it says Alabama ranks 6th among the states for the highest rate of sexually transmitted diseases.
What y'all doing, Joe? What's your generation doing, man? Come on, Joe.
I don't think it's my generation.
Joe's abstinence guy.
So Alabama's total STD rate is 989.6 per 100,000.
So enjoy what? To make your family. So in order for you to make your family grow like your family and friends want you to do so, sir, you need to move to Arizona somewhere, you know, right long now. If you want no nice. quiet and nice women out of Arizona right along now, sir. That way you need to move.
Why don't you say what you're going to say?
there are some hot women in Arizona. I don't know if Arizona State University. I don't know if you've ever been by there.
Right. I seen a bunch of them on TV last night, buddy.
Oh,
and you need to go get you one of those with the signs in the hand. You
on TV.
Well, and Biden made some comment of, I'm the guy who wants to move into the 21st century. I actually exist. It's like, can we stop it with this game of everything that's like new is good?
Right.
Clearly
is. Well, these women pissed off, boy. These women pissed off right along now, boy. Then you got that green lady riding the speaker in the house, you know.
Oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Well, you know, Duke, I'm a little upset with her. I like Mike Johnson. I think he's a strong Christian man, and, you know, MTG.
These women not listening to Katie Britt for some reason. Katie Caesar needs to sit at the kitchen table now.
Well, I have to say, with the exception of Senator Britt, these women in Congress are out of control. I agree with you, Duke.
Yeah, man, this girl. I mean, how many speakers y'all going to go through, Julie?
Until we get the right one.
As many
like Alabama
as we
football
need.
Coach is going to be going through until they get the right one.
Be like Auburn football. Get it right now. Auburn football.
By the way, folks, O.J. Simpson died today at the age of 76.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, O.J. Simpson.
Yep.
Most people live to the day. I know.
76, so that's still that's pretty good age, man.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Especially for a killer.
Yeah.
Or a murderer.
Did he do
it? What's been going on, fellas? What's been going on, Mr. Joey? I've been missing in action for 2 or 3 days. What's up?
Oh, we've interviewed a lot of candidates. Dick Brubaker, Caroline Dobson. Mm-hmm. Did you vote in the Republican or Democrat primary, Duke?
Hello, caller. Nope. Are you there?
Did you vote?
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm.
So you can now vote in whatever runoff you like. You could go with Shamari Figures against Anthony Daniels, or
right.
You could go with, you could even vote in the Republican one between Caroline and Dick.
I like Anthony. I like Anthony a little bit. He gets stuff done.
Actually, I enjoyed, I have my disagreements with the man, of course, but I thought it was gracious of him to show up in the studio.
Oh, certainly it was.
It was good getting to know him.
Yeah.
I like to hear people saying what they're going to get done, you know?
Right.
You know, he helped people out at Hyundai, you know, the overtime, they're slaving people and all that overtime.
That was a good law. That should be a nationwide thing, to be quite honest. But
you know, I give him respect for that, and other people are not talking about anything. They talking about, I don't know, things they can't control. You know. But anyhow, I'm not going to talk about politics today.
Hey, dude, did you watch the eclipse?
I wasn't stuck too hot, really.
I thought you'd have been a guy that kind of tuned into that.
No, yeah, I know, Duke. He doesn't like to look up.
Yeah, nothing for me, really, you know.
I see.
I went outside just to see, but it didn't get dark for me. I wanted to see it get dark. You know?
Yeah, you're right.
It
got a little hazy, but that's about it.
It's kind of like Prince said in 1999 when the world was coming to an end and everybody went by a generator, 1,500 generators at the house and everything, mm-hmm. You know. It's overkill, you know. But this part of the world, anyway, we can't see that stuff like we need to see it. So,
I'm glad you didn't buy into the hype.
Yeah.
People get it, you know. You know, I don't have nothing against people that really love that kind of stuff, you know. Mm-hmm.
No, I watched some rabbit holes last night where people, after the eclipse, they use the eclipse as like a healing and they kind of get all the toxins out, and felt like they started anew after the eclipse. Never knew that kind of stuff existed. I just thought it was another day.
Before I let you go, sir, I'm not letting you get off the hook, sir.
What I do now?
Have you got your little matching gold tennis shoes to match your Bibles you bought from
I can't afford them, man.
Guy from Queens.
I got to wait for the next hot thing he puts out, because the Bibles, if you go on eBay, they're already like $186.
Now get your pair of those sneakers now.
I can't afford them.
Well, you bought the Bibles and all that.
Well, I got the Bible at the wholesale price of $89.99 plus tax, but I wasn't quick enough.
He lets you get a, you know, buy a pair and get a pair free, probably, you know.
Wow.
Right long now.
He's a smart businessman. You got to pay straight cash for him. Straight cash. No discount. No family discount.
Mm-mm.
I'm always gonna laugh when I think about those daggone gold tennis shoes, boy. I can't help but laugh about that right there.
Well, and did you see the latest Trump viral video, Duke?
Nah.
Where he did a surprise visit ATL in Atlanta.
At
the Chick-fil-A.
Huh?
Yes,
yeah,
he did.
He stopped in Atlanta at a Chick-fil-A, and the folks just loved him.
Absolutely.
Like, here, actually, we've got the clip here. Let's listen in together. You know, Duke, I know you can't see it, but he literally, as he goes up to the counter, he does the hand thing with, like, the hands up and then spread them apart.
Can I get 30 milkshakes and a little bit, some chicken? We're going to go out, going to give some to folks, and we're going to take some for ourselves. And y'all are looking, you like working here? You look beautiful. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trump could win this election just taking trips to fast food restaurants.
Yeah, that was a very American thing yesterday. You don't see Biden doing that, do you?
Now, I got to tell me a joke now, because folks get pissed off at what I'm about to say, though. But I got to say right now. Now, Trump know how to work us now. He feeding us some chicken. Now, he need that watermelon truck to back up to the back door. He been all right.
Chick-fil-A doesn't serve watermelon, so you can't go there.
I say he could have had the watermelon truck back up to the
back door. It's not even seasoned right now.
Well,
what's wrong with watermelon?
I love it.
That's good.
Yeah. It's like a melon, and it's watery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Delicious. You ever plugged one? The bottle of like 151?
No, I've never plugged. I didn't think you were talking about alcohol. No,
not American Pie, Joey.
Renee brought that up. I said something about a watermelon a few weeks ago. Somebody called in and said I shouldn't say it. Say nothing about the watermelon. White guy. I said talk about it. They take things out of context when I joke about race.
Ridiculous.
And different other things on this show. They take it out of context and I shouldn't say it, but I'm going to say what I want to say.
Well, and also, like, I've lived here my whole life. Everybody loves chicken and watermelon down here. Give me a break.
I know, but you know, we always, you know, the past, I've history about, you know, the jokes they said about us, about that.
I'm
but
sure,
some people take
it
too seriously. When I talk about it from a black perspective and joke about it, some of the white callers get offended about, you shouldn't say that.
Just make them uncomfortable, Doug. Just make them uncomfortable.
I know, but that's well.
A little white guilt creeps up on them, make them uncomfortable.
That's what it is.
You make them stare at the man in the mirror.
Yep.
Oh, I thought that a long time ago, though.
Yeah. Ask them to change their ways. Yeah. Let's make a change.
Hey, anyhow, though, but I'm going to be all right, though. I love you guys. I love everybody on the show. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, we love you, too.
I love you, Duke.
All the white callers and I love you guys. Y'all know that.
It's like a Reading Rainbow episode. Thank you, Duke.
Appreciate you guys.
See you, brother.
272-9228. Again, that's 334-272-9228. Oh, look, I got to hit another very quick break here. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So I'm going to try this again. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top. Red Top, are you there?
I got to go with no.
He was complaining that I wouldn't take his call.
You wouldn't take his call for 3 days, Joe.
I tried to take your call twice.
3 damn days.
I know. But how about this? We do have a break.
Okay.
And call us back, Red Top.